This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back at it here on Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Peterlin with you guys. Danny Cunningham going to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll bring Anthony Allant in the mix as we'll do another edition of Quick Hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, we're going to stay with the Pacers and the Cavs for a brief second or two. Tyrese Halliburton was on the Pat McAfee show and was talking about his dad and everything that happened after the series conclusion. Here we go.
I think he's enjoying watching it from the house. You know, he watched it. They had a little watch party at my house last night. Him, my mom, and Jade, and over here at the crib. I called him after the game. The whole locker room was got on the phone with them. Everybody was like, "Free pop to us backwards," you know. So, you know, the league left it open. They said foreseeable future, so we don't know what the foreseeable future really. I don't know what that means. So we'll see what ends up happening. But yeah, I'm sure he would love to get back in the building. I'm sure he would get he would probably get an ovation.
Okay, I'm cool if they want to do just a series ban for Halliburton's pops. If they want to let him back in for the Eastern Conference Finals, I think I'm all right with that. I don't know about a standing ovation. Are we standing and applauding for someone that basically just went toe-to-toe with Giannis and then got reprimanded?
He followed up by saying that they should do the Stone Cold Steve Austin music when he comes in.
Now that would be funny. If you want to really turn him into just some sort of larger-than-life character. But the problem is, I think he'd be the type that would try to, like, I don't know, monetize it. And then all of a sudden, you'd be like, oh, what's... Whoa. Halliburton's dad is $700 in a cameo? Like, I don't know that I'm here for that world. I don't want to live in that world.
So, does he go for the rest of the playoffs? Or does he start off back in the regular season? Like, what happens the next time the Cavs come there?
So, I played with the assumption that he was just gone until next season. But I don't think people expected the Pacers to be advancing the way that they have. Like, can you really keep... I get it. Eastern Conference Finals, he was there last year. It is what it is. But can you keep Halliburton's dad out of the building if his son makes it to the NBA Finals?
Yes, he did something that he wasn't supposed to do.
That's like the pinnacle of Halliburton's career, life. Like, that's a great moment that a father should be there for his son. And when he wants to be there, he can't because he went toe-to-toe with Giannis.
Aren't you the guy that said yesterday that Tatum should keep his kid off the court? So keep your dad off the court if he can't behave.
That is true. Well, there would be... So, my difference here is that I'm doing so with the expectation that you would boot him up to a suite. So, like, he's nowhere
near... Oh, so
near,
no courtside.
No, you can't do courtside, okay? You've already proven that if you're courtside, we need to have, like, a child lock on you, okay? Like, you've already shown us that. But boot him to the suite where he can have all sorts of food, all sorts of drinks, all sorts of everything. Can't antagonize anyone unless he goes owner of the Panthers and decides to throw drinks on people from above. And he just kind of hangs out. Not a bad life, but then he gets to see his son actually play ball. That's nice.
Okay. So am I up now?
Yeah, you're up now.
Oh, okay. Bill Thanks. Belichick.
Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Thank you. Bill Belichick said Jordan Hudson is off to the side. Are you buying it, or are you completely done with the story at this point?
I'm very close to being done with the story.
I think so, too.
I'm, like, really, really close to being done with the story. I don't really care much for her. The only thing keeping on is I'm curious to see how Belichick turns UNC into basically a pro model in college ranks. So like Dabo, for instance, has done nothing with Clemson to advance them at all. He doesn't do the NIL or very little. He pays people when they're there, but he doesn't do the portal at all. And like he's just so far behind the times. I'm curious to see if UNC basically just recognizing what college football actually is, a pro game now. If they take that approach, and they will, because Lombardi's there, Belichick's there, they're pro guys, how far they can take this thing?
I guess part of that is having celebrities around the team all the time. So Jordan Hudson, kind of a celebrity, right?
Has she made herself into a celebrity? I think she has.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You want to talk about cameos, getting a Jordan Hudson cameo
there
at this point.
Why isn't she doing cameo? She'd make like, I don't know, $12 a cameo.
That's a lot of things she could do.
Anthony.
I'm sorry.
This is you going back to that thread, reckless speculation from Anthony and just a wild, wild accusation on your behalf that I can't even say it on the air because we might get sued for libel. We might get, and libel's the one that's written too, by the way. We might get sued for all of it.
She can write a
slander,
book. I don't know
libel.
What you were thinking about.
They're going to do all of it. Yeah. I have no idea what I was thinking. I'm back to working with Nick Wilson today. What is going on with the innuendos? Derrick Henry has signed a 2-year extension, $15 million a year, largest deal for a running back ever over the age of 30. Is Derrick Henry worth $15 million a year?
Absolutely. Did you not watch him last year?
Well, is 31-year-old, 32-year-old Derrick Henry going to be worth $15 million a year, I think is the question.
No,
like, at what point does Derrick Henry start to fade?
Probably at the end of this year. You'd imagine. I mean, they all thought when he went to the Ravens that he was going to fade.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's like Tom Brady. He'll just be just one of those people that can beat Father Time for whatever reason. Running backs historically have fallen off by the time that Derrick Henry's already there. We've seen it a million times over and over again. It's just there's something just a little bit different about Derrick Henry.
That's definitely a contract where you're okay paying an older guy, even if he doesn't have the same production. Like, you're fine because you're never going to get a running back like that at that age.
Yeah, there is the argument that is there too much of a good thing when you have someone like Derrick Henry and Lamar, and then you're banking on Derrick Henry to actually offset and have some of the rushing attempts that he had. In games where Lamar was throwing under 200 yards passing this last season, it actually was very, very productive for Baltimore. Like, they had a really good record in those games, so he clearly does help. And there is no such thing as too much of a good thing in that department. But that was the initial thought process, and Baltimore seems like they've skewed that. They have to find a way to get up over their playoff hump, though.
At least they're paying a running back. Cleveland won't do that.
Well, not right now they won't, no.
Not right now.
I hate the idea. Go ahead, look up. Career earnings for Nick Chubb is like $35, $36 million. Right, Myles Garrett in one season this upcoming year is going to make more than Nick Chubb has made his entire NFL career.
I mean,
think about that for a second.
We're definitely going to get the same contract for Saquon Barkley in a couple of years, right? I mean, we already kind of got that.
Yeah, I mean, they just redid his deal as well. So he got paid, but he's obviously younger. But will 30-year-old Saquon, 31-year-old Saquon get the same deal? I think it's a respect thing for Derek, but it's obviously a production thing too. He's not more name than game, like Albert says that Nick Chubb was when he joined us yesterday.
For sure, yeah. All right, so the Chiefs, there's going to be a 6-part documentary, The Last Dance style, on the Kansas City Chiefs last season. Are you going to watch that?
Probably. I like sports documentaries. I don't know if you know this about me or not.
You like sports?
I like sports documentaries.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the sports part was assumed. Although some people in this business are in this business and they don't like sports at all. So it really shouldn't be an assumption. I know you're like 23. How are you, 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 23. You're like, oh, I love sports. I want to do this. And then you hang around for a little bit. You'll find out. There's some people that just don't even like sports that are in this business. So take that for whatever it's worth. I'm one of the people I'm obsessed with sports. And so, but I love sports documentaries too. So I watch, there's too many of them now. I think it's part of the problem. Sports documentaries are better when it was like 30 for 30. And everyone would then watch the same, like the two Escobars. And then everyone for the next month would be like, wow. Did you see the two Escobars? That was great. That's my favorite 30 for 30. That's why I bring it up. But I think that was better then. Now every platform I go on has a million of them, so it's hard to filter out. But I loved the Netflix quarterback series one. I really did. And I thought Mahomes was really good in that. So I'll watch it, even though we know the ending obviously doesn't go great for Kansas City.
They definitely started this documentary thinking that they were going to win the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, that's the sad part. Imagine being like a producer on that or like someone that has a lot of money invested into that series. It's like, all right, we're going to do it. And when they win and become the first NFL team to win three straight Super Bowls, like, watch out. This thing's going to sell like hotcakes. And then it just didn't happen.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see how they deal with how that Super Bowl went in the documentary.
I would imagine not great, Anthony. I would imagine they might be a little upset. I don't know.
How the producing team's going to handle it.
Maybe Mahomes. Maybe that'll be at the end of the documentary. Maybe he's just like, I have another 10 years of playing. We'll be fine. And then people just get really angry. I'm not sure. All right, Nuggets and Thunder series last night. Thunder rallied back. Nuggets blew what ended up being a lead into the fourth quarter. Is the series over, Anthony?
Yes. Series is over.
Blouses. 3 games of 2. Nothing else Jokic can do?
No, unfortunately. Which sucks because I like that team way more than I like the Thunder. I don't know if it was something about that they finally passed the Cavs during the regular season, and that was sort of what we were aiming for, and that coach was going for coach of the year, even though he didn't win it. I don't know. It was just this competition where we only played him a couple of times throughout the regular season, and this hatred, because I think I was building myself up for what was going to be the finals matchup.
You were hating him because they were good.
Yeah, for sure.
Denver won the title 2 years ago, though. They have Jokic, one of the best players in the game, if not the best player in the game. Like, there's a lot you can hate about Denver, but Denver just has that feel, and Jokic does right now, just has that feel of, it's LeBron in 09. It is him, and that is it.
I just like Jokic. I don't think they can ever make me hate Jokic. And the idea of you fire your coach and you go to the finals, that'd be incredible.
What do you like about Jokic?
I don't know.
Is it more that you like that he likes horse racing more than he likes actually playing basketball, or you were talking about basketball ability?
So I actually had a former boss that thought that was an act. Like, that was all Fugazi.
Not an act. The man loves his horses.
I totally agree. But he's like, I think it's just him spewing his mouth because it's a character. But I don't know.
He's got no other defining trait as Jokic.
I like that
he's just really big and good at basketball and has brothers that look like they would just take everyone and throw them through basically a room.
I like that he looks like your out of shape uncle playing pool basketball during the summer. That's just cool to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's too big to be any of my out of shape uncles. That's a big man right there. What else we got?
Do you want to do sports?
No, give me the non-sports. You sound like you have a non-sports.
Yeah, so allegedly, scientists came out with a molecule that you rub on your head and it'll help balding.
Nick told me this yesterday too, and I'll give him the same response I gave you. We've been getting these stories every 3 months for at least 15 years now. How many of these stories can I possibly take in before people understand? It's not happening. The best you can do is our friends over there at Vanscoy and Lima can hook you up and we can get you guys taken care of. That I believe in. But this, like, rubbing your, what would you say, rubbing your head and then
it's
boom,
it's
good?
Like a pumice stone or something.
A pumice stone?
Is that what it is?
I don't know. You tell me. You brought that term to the table.
Yeah, it helps with, like, if you have stuff on your feet and stuff. Anywho, I don't know. I was excited about this because I have a bald spot on the back of my head.
I didn't even notice your bald spot.
Yeah, it's been on ESPN before, unfortunately.
Your bald spot's been on ESPN. I feel like that's a story you wanted to tell. That's why you said it. What's the story there?
I was covering a basketball game, and it was on ESPN, and I was down next to the court, and the whole time my buddies were just screenshotting my bald spot back to me.
I knew that story wasn't going to be good, but I still wanted to hear it. I still wanted to see what you would do with it.
What did you think it was going to be?
I don't know. I like that you got a bald spot on your head, on the top of your head, though. I have this receding hairline, and I think I'm okay with it. At some point, you'll be okay with yours, too, or you'll just get Vanscoy. Not whatever nonsense you just laid out in front of me.
No, I said I'd do Vanscoy. I'd dye my hair like Krzyzewski. I'd go the whole nine yards.
Your hair's already as dark as Coach K's was.
And it will stay that way until I'm 70.
Well, that's nice. So you have that going for you, yeah. Which is nice. All right, and that is Quick Hits. Thank you, Anthony. All right, we come on back. We'll get back into the Cavs and back to your phone calls in about 25 minutes or so at 216-474-0092. Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs, of course, with the Fan and the Inside Shot on Substack. He'll join us to break down what exactly the Cavs have to do from here. Is it trade Darius? How much of an impact is the second apron? That and more. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.